Hello and welcome to Unlocking Adventures, the podcast. That sounded very much like
you put a lot of emphasis on the.
Didn't it sound like a sports announcer a little bit?
And here's the next episode of Unlocking Adventures, the podcast. there you go.
I feel like I would have a good job at doing that.
Yes, pretty much.
Right, I'm very lively.
That is a perfect adjective I would use. Yes.
Perfect. Well, on today's episode...
There you go.
on today's episode... Oh, well, what is Unlocking Adventures podcast? Sorry. Just was going right into it.
Yeah,
So, welcome again to Unlocking Adventures the podcast.
Yes.
Where we talk... We are parents who travel and... Oh, travel to Disney? Is that... We need a better, slogan.
I kind of like it that it just kind of...
And we have no idea what we're talking
roll
about.
Roll with the punches and be like... We're two parents who travel to Disney a lot, and we like to talk about the various topics of Disney and the locations within Disney.
Yes. And wait for my segue, because it's going to happen. But first, I'm Lisa Kay. With me.
And I'm John Kay.
And you spoke about rolling with the punches, so what about when we talk about head-to-head punch, right?
Wow.
Was that a good segue?
Nice segue.
Thank you. So on today's episode, we're going to be doing a head-to-head, and I'm going to pretend that we're going to put in a sound effect there. Pow, pow. For two character dining experiences.
Yes.
At Walt Disney World in Florida.
Right.
So we're putting head-to-head Tusker House Restaurant versus Hollywood and Vine.
Shall we discuss where those are first before we...
Shall we not? Interrupt me because I was about to do that.
Well, I read your mind. That's perfect. See?
I don't know if it was so much reading my mind or being rude. All right.
It can be both, obviously. Please continue.
All right. So Hollywood and Vine is located in Disney's Hollywood Studio. And so now Hollywood and Vine actually has two different character dining experiences. So the morning, the breakfast is Disney Junior. So right. That's not the one we're going to be talking about today.
We didn't do that one anyway, so we don't have first-hand knowledge, but yeah.
But so that is Disney Junior Stars breakfast. Mm-hmm. So we're really going to talk about lunch/dinner, which is where you can see Minnie and her friends at seasonal dining parties.
Right.
And so the fare is American buffet, and you're going to be able to see a couple different characters, including obviously Minnie.
Right.
And then that's going head to head against Tusker House Restaurant, which is the same characters for all meals, breakfast through dinner. And this one is in Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. And this is with Donald Duck and his Disney friends.
Oh.
I know, that's... Donald Duck gets his own. Mm-hmm. I forgot to read what the description was.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Because I was telling you about it, so I'll read the Tusker House one.
Yeah.
So, Tusker House restaurant description. Graze on a bountiful buffet brimming... See, three Bs.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
With African-inspired flavors, and see host Donald Duck and his Disney friends.
Excellent.
So this one obviously is going to be African, kind of American, right. Buffet, also character dining.
Right.
We're going to go head-to-head with those. And so my thought process, since I literally just told John about this topic, is that we'll do kind of a rating. We're good at ratings, right?
We do good with ratings, yes.
Ratings. Indeed. So we'll rate... Character experiences, kind of the character interactions, I guess.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll do that last. I don't know. The food itself.
Yep.
And the atmosphere, right?
Absolutely.
And then kind of a overall. Sound good?
I think so, yeah.
All right. So, for both of them, we're going to be judging kind of the lunch-dinner aspect because, as we mentioned, Hollywood and Vine has that separate Disney Junior character, which is kind of cool that it has two separate ones.
I do, yeah. That is really cool.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with... I don't know. Do you have a preference? You want to talk about the characters first? You want to talk about...
Let's start with Tusker House and the characters in Tusker House.
Well, we're doing head-to-head.
Yeah, and then we'll switch to characters of Hollywood and
Vine. All right. So, Tusker House characters. So, here you're going to be able to see Donald Duck, obviously.
Yep.
And then you'll see kind of his friends. So, typically you're going to see Mickey, Goofy, and Daisy.
And Daisy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You may see some other characters sometimes, you know, if you're lucky, but typically you're going to see those
people. Those are the characters. Core four for that one.
Typically, yes.
Yeah.
Now, it does say that, you know, it doesn't say specifically that Mickey and Goofy will be there, but they're in the image that they use. We saw them, so we're just going to go with that.
It seems like that would be standard, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And, we're just jumping right into it, basically.
Yeah. So, so you get to see those characters. They come. So, if you haven't been in a character dining experience, what typically happens for almost every dining experience, I will say, is that you enter, and in some cases, there's usually like a photo op opportunity, either when you enter, you exit, or both.
Right.
And then you're usually seated, and then depending on the type of cuisine or what's happening. You'll either go get your food if it's a buffet, or you'll be served your food or whatever it is, and then the characters come and interact with you. So they'll come to your table and interact with you, and then go to the next table and all of that.
Right.
And depending on the restaurant, they'll do some kind of dance or show or something like that too.
Right. Absolutely.
And depending on how long you're there too.
This is true. Yeah.
Yes. So, all right. So let's start with Tusker House. Character interactions. We saw Donald, Goofy, Mickey, and Daisy. So four characters.
Yep.
So what do you want to talk? What were your general feelings,
first,
I guess?
So first we should also point out that Tusker House being an animal kingdom, Animal Kingdom's big draw.
Animal Kingdom theme park.
Theme park, sorry.
Not the lodge, the theme park.
Right. I will state. Yeah, park, not lodge. So the big draw there is the safaris, because they have all the live animals there you can see on the safaris. So the characters in Tusker House are dressed in their safari gear.
Oh, yeah. Their outfits are adorable. Oh, yeah, my goodness. Got little hats and stuff. It's so cute.
Like typical hats and all that. So in videos and photos that we took, this was February of 2022 when we went, and I remember during the actual dance portion, it was Goofy who was in our section, which is just made even more comedic because he's just so tall.
Oh my gosh.
And the character interaction was great, but at the same at that time it was still distanced to an extent.
Yeah.
So they came in, but they couldn't send the kids forward or anything like that. It was still a great interaction, but they hadn't gotten back yet to that go get the hugs from the characters yet, which I didn't think spoiled it at all, because the costumes were great, the dancing and song stuff was great, and I think that the handlers did a real good job of not feeling like they were in, you know, bouncers at a club or something like that. Like, no, sit down, kid, or whatever. So the kids got kicks out. We got plenty of good videos and photos of the kids getting up as far as they could to say hello and all of that.
Yeah. At this point, they're doing character hugs and the traditional autograph signings. Yeah, they're back to that now. Like that. Yeah,
I'm not gonna let that judge the difference between the head-to-head here, because that's not really fair, technically speaking, but I'm not gonna let it do that, but the interactions were great. We got to see all the characters. I want to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, we saw Goofy twice.
We saw all of them multiple times, honestly.
I think we may have seen them. We definitely saw them all at least once, which I think that's important. As long as they make the rounds once, if you're not speed eating or something crazy like that, which I don't know why you would, but we're not other people, so who knows? I think the character experience there was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I really liked how often we saw the characters, because, I think I feel like we had a bunch of characters come when I think Abigail had to go to the bathroom or something, and she missed
That's possible.
Mickey, and I told the cast member, and they made sure that Mickey came back.
That's a plus, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's also good to note. You know, if you're going with kids, obviously kids, if they have to go to the bathroom, take them to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just if they miss their favorite character, just let a cast member know or server know, and they can usually be accommodating.
They'll do their best, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll check in and make sure, did you see so-and-so in some cases, but always feel free to tell somebody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, of course.
Yeah, and considering how big that restaurant was, I feel like we definitely saw...
The place is huge.
It was huge, and we got to see the characters come in, and we saw the dancing. We saw it with more than just Goofy. I saw them came in and did their performance.
He's just the one that's fresh in my head.
Yeah, definitely. But I definitely remember seeing it with Donald and all of that. And I remember Abby being so excited to see Daisy. So
yeah.
That was a big one for her, that you got to see Daisy. So Yeah, their little safari outfits were just adorable. Absolutely, I loved that. And it was cool to see them in like kind of this different getup. So
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So ratings wise, I think the character experience at Tusker House was a 5 out of 5 for me.
It's an easy 5, yeah.
Being the best. Oh, right, we didn't actually put that on there.
Yeah, you gotta make sure, you know, hey, hold on.
Yeah. I would give that definitely a 5 out of 5 for character experiences for that.
Yep.
But, you know, okay, so now let's go over to Hollywood and Vine.
Hollywood and Vine, yes.
So Hollywood and Vine, you see Minnie, Mickey, Goofy.
Pluto. Those are the ones on hand when
on
we
hand,
were there.
Yes. Sometimes it'll change out. Sometimes you might see it. You're always going to see Minnie because it's Minnie's restaurant, basically.
Essentially, yeah.
And I will point out, it's one of the very few places that you can see Minnie. There's not a lot of places that Minnie is at in terms of restaurants.
Oh, in terms of restaurants. Okay.
Well, she's like, in the park
and
stuff.
Wait a minute.
But in terms of restaurants, I would say it's one of the few.
Oh, okay.
Because you have that, you have Chef Mickey's, and you have Artist Point in Riviera. And then I don't...
If there is a smattering of them, we're not aware of it, so people can blow us up in the comments.
Of course,
go,
yeah.
How dare you not include this
but,
one and this one.
But she's not at Ohana. She's not at... Yeah. I don't think she's at Garden Grove, which is currently not open.
Oh, Garden Grove, right.
Kate...
No.
May, maybe?
Possibly.
I can't remember now.
Not Garden Grill.
No, she's not at Garden Grill.
No.
But yeah, so...
But anyways.
But if you definitely... And sometimes she shows up at other places, too. That could happen. But you definitely want to see Minnie Mouse. She's there. Because it's always celebrating with Minnie. As long as you go for lunch or dinner.
Right.
And I will say, we went during a kind of busy time. But we did get to see the characters twice.
Bare minimum twice. It felt like almost more than that.
That's true. Yeah. It did feel like we got to see them a lot, which was great. So I think that there was a number of times we got to see them. And they were all very good. I think we went during the Christmas season, so we got to see
them
in like
their Christmas outfits.
Their holiday outfits. I think that's one thing that to point out is that with the Hollywood and Vine, they have different seasonal events for it.
Right.
So we went during the Christmas time holiday one.
Right, it was November, so.
Yeah. But they also have, the general one is like their silver screen and dine. They have a springtime dine, summertime dine, and a Halloween dine. Mm-hmm. It was called holiday dine.
Yeah.
So the big thing with all those is that the characters' outfits change.
Yes.
So they're wearing something a little bit different, which was very sweet.
Keeps it fresh.
And the place is decorated a little bit differently, too, which I love.
Well, yeah, because when you walk into Hollywood and Vine, there's a big display for you to take a photo in front of, and mm-hmm. it was definitely, like, holiday-themed.
Yeah,
like,
Gregory tried to open the gifts, the
did.
Fake
he
gifts
like,
over
oh,
there.
There's
nothing in there. But, yeah. So I will say, so, I think we saw them pretty frequently. I did not see, I don't remember seeing them, like, performing. I don't think they perform there. It is pretty tight when you're in Hollywood and Vine. So,
yeah,
I don't
think
that
happened. It's
like a
traditional,
like,
diner, basically.
Yeah. So,
whereas Tusker House was more, like,
an open,
tables with more open space and
well,
stuff
and there
like
was
that.
Different rooms in Tusker House.
Yeah,
like,
and
we
I,
were
and
in
again,
one.
I don't know if that one was still more separated because of COVID guidelines.
Didn't seem like it.
Probably not.
No.
But, yeah, Hollywood and Vine is more of, like, a diner style, which, if you've been to a diner anywhere around your local area, it's kind of, you kind of can feel packed in when it's... packed full of people as this place was. But yeah, we saw each character at least twice.
Probably more than that.
We got photo opportunities multiple times, which the kids loved because they jumped out from the booth to get like the hugs and stuff from characters because like Goofy was dressed up as Santa. Pluto had his like reindeer.
Oh my gosh, it was so
on.
Cute.
And Mickey and Minnie had their like very fancy like holiday party.
Mickey was in his adorable
outfits.
Little suit.
Yeah.
And Minnie had a very pretty dress and bow. And Abby loved every part of that.
I think the thing, too, just as, like, a side note for stuff like this, so, like, you mentioned, like, Abby had to go to the bathroom when we were at Tusker House, so she missed Mickey, but I remember going towards the bathrooms with her at this instance at Hollywood and Vine, and we passed a character on the way who absolutely did, like, the high fives and everything with her on the way, even though she was on a mission, like, I got to go to the bathroom, and that was a slight difference, but that, again, COVID versus now, whatever. But I think like it's small touches like that too that are nice. It's not just, all right, the characters are on this path. Like, if you're not in that path, don't try to be like, you know, people trying to get in the way of like characters as they're on their way out or something like that. Like, just let them do their business. Like, they're all like always interacting and stuff, which is great.
So what would you give that then?
Oh, it's five. Easy.
5 out of 5?
There's no, I mean, I'm not trying to make this head-to-head easy, but like it's, it's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they were just, the characters were just so great with that. With, they were at our table for a while.
Yes.
They took a lot of photos. We took a video. You know, Goofy took video. I said, Goofy, can I have a photo with just you? And he was all for it.
Yeah, yeah, they did it with adults too.
Yes.
I think...
Mickey, I mean, I think it was Goofy who... I commented on his outfit and his hat. He had a Santa hat on and stuff. So it was great.
I honestly think like to give the character experience at any character dining place less than a 5, it would have to be a scenario where for some weird reason we didn't see one of the characters that was present, or like we would see them come by once and other people got them twice. But that doesn't usually happen.
I don't know. There are some places I wouldn't give a 5 out of 5, but that's a different show.
Okay, I'm just giving my perspective
true,
of why.
But
in case people are like, you're giving them 5s out of 5s.
No, but for these two particular ones, yes, it's definitely 5 out of 5. And the reason we picked these two to go head-to-head, because we've done other character breakfast, character meals, is because these are the two that are both at theme parks.
Yes.
These are the two that are both buffets.
Yes.
So that's kind of what we did. There's other character experiences that you can do in parks.
Right.
And these were the two that had similar, but not exactly the same, with the Fab Five characters.
Oh, a similar lineup. Yeah.
In similar, but not... Because some of them have, like, princesses. Some of them are Winnie the Pooh.
Absolutely.
Some of them are... other, like, there's other characters. I'm trying to think of, like, in the parks what there are. But there are other types of experiences you can do. So that's why we went with these two.
Absolutely.
But so head to head, let's go. You can go first if you'd like.
Right.
Why did you have to do that multiple? That was ridiculous. Totally not necessary.
Eccentric. Ready, set, go.
Boom. So head to head, Tusker House versus Hollywood and Vine. Which one is the best character experience? Did you not know I was going to ask that?
Well, I knew you were, because even though we gave both of them 5s.
You have to pick one. And you have to have a reason.
I'm trying incredibly hard to push past the fact that we got much more face-to-face at Hollywood and Vine. But that's not because Tusker House does it differently. It's because of when we visited. So I'm trying to push past that. That's my thing. But honestly, in terms of characters and interactions and all of that, COVID guidelines aside, I think Hollywood and Vine gets the nod for me, just because, like, the safari outfits were great. There's nothing wrong with them. I was more like, oh, these are awesome. Like that, like Christmas getup and all of that, because our kids are super excited about Christmas in general too, the holidays. And yeah, I just think that. Like, the character experiences of both were good, but if I have to give the nod to one or the other, I'll give it to Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, see, I struggled with this too, because I think with Tusker House, what I really liked was you had the entertainment, right?
Okay.
I really liked that they came and there was the dancing, there was the there was that, and that's where I kind of struggled with. But I agree. I think one of the things that really elevated it for me was that with Hollywood and Vine, you could have 5 different character experiences because of it's a different type, you know? So, but you know what? Honestly, though, I think that might lean more towards that atmosphere. Maybe for character interaction, I'm going to go with Tusker House.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Tusker House. I am. I think we got to see the characters a lot more. And I think that the way we got to see them felt more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Because we weren't in such tight quarters.
Gotcha.
And I felt like they were able to interact with us a little bit more, and were able to, even though we were in COVID restrictions, I feel like they were, that, you know, Goofy was like being ridiculous behind, and Donald was just very excited to be there and how he was so important. And Daisy was just gorgeous, you know, because mm-hmm. like, she's Daisy and she's fabulous. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely give it to Tusker House.
Fair enough.
Plus, Donald doesn't get a lot of, you know, headliners. You know, he needs it.
Well, maybe if he wasn't so angry all the freaking time. Jeez.
All right.
Problems.
All right, so let's move on then, since I kind of talked about it a little bit. Let's talk about atmosphere.
Word.
Talk about atmosphere and theming and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, you know, I think I kind of read this already, but so.
Quasi, yeah.
So I'm trying to see what this, if it says anything specifically about it.
She did air quotes around things. I know, I just want to point that out to everybody.
Hollywood and Vine is really the diner style. We talked about it. It very much feels like when you walk in, you're in like a classic diner, like a 50s diner.
Oh, it feels that way before you even walk in.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Even the outside feels that way.
Easily.
And so, you know, I mean, I walked in and half expected all the tables to be sticky. Honestly, they weren't. But, you know, like going into it. You ever went to a diner as a kid?
No,
and
yeah. Like, I know what you mean. I'm just like, oh, how dare you?
Yeah. So but it obviously didn't. Down to the stools you sat in, you know, it was very like, I felt like I needed a milkshake as soon as I walked in. I can't have milkshakes. But as soon as I walked in, I was like, wow, a milkshake would be really good.
Yep.
And then Tusker House was African themed. And I mean, it was Animal Kingdom Lodge. It felt very woody. I felt like when you walked in, there was a little darker.
Comparing it to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
No, Tusker House.
Yeah,
you're talking about Animal Kingdom. I felt like Tusker House was a darker restaurant.
It was, yeah.
Yes, lighting was darker, so.
Yeah. You said lodge, that's why I was confused.
I'm sorry. Well, I felt like it was like a lodge when you walked in.
Right, even okay. Though it was Tusker. No, I'm just making sure that's what you were saying, because we had the whole thing about park versus lodge.
So that I was making sure that you not sound like at all.
I wasn't doing you.
You're terrible.
That's my inner voice.
That's what you sound like in your head?
Yes.
Wow, you're very fancy. You need a monocle.
I do. It would go great with the rest of the outfits hanging in my closet.
You're the weirdest.
Anyways.
So very different, I would say, atmosphere is completely different. So now, I guess we'll go on rating scales for each of those.
Of course.
Yeah. So I will say both of them do an incredible job for immersing you in what the theme is, right? Yep. Neither of them did a bad job in that. Like I said, I expected the counters to be sticky like a diner when I walked in there.
And you were disappointed when they were clean as a whistle.
They were very clean. And I will say completely opposite of the types of styles that they have. I think with Hollywood and Vine, the negative that I have for that
mm-hmm.
is that it was very tight. It was very close quarters.
Typical diner, yeah.
Right, but, and I get that. But I also, I mean, I guess that's part of the atmosphere, but it felt like we were very close to everybody else in that restaurant. And when the characters came around, you had to sneak your way out of a booth or you had to,
this
you know.
This is fair, yeah.
We put the kids on the booth side, so it was like you had to climb over people. I felt like to get to come see the characters who came very often.
Out of my way!
And it was tough when a character was at the table right next to us, which was literally a foot away from us, and it wasn't our turn, and we had to hold the kids back.
Right. Patience, children.
Well, because you have to hold a 3-year-old back. How do you, you know, that's hard.
It's my turn. Technically, no.
So I will say, I think for that type of atmosphere, and also the bathrooms were shared with sci-fi.
I was just thinking dining, that 2 seconds ago, yeah.
So, right, with sci-fi dining?
I think sci-fi.
No, not sci-fi dining.
50s Primetime Cafe.
So I got lost coming back from the bathroom. I went to the wrong restaurant.
You wandered into 50s.
I walked in and I was like, wait a minute.
Huh?
And a cast member saw me, and he was like, the other way. I was like, this must happen a lot. So that was weird to me, and it felt very confused. Like, I just couldn't get my bearings straight there. So that was interesting.
Yep.
With Tusker House, it was very dark, right?
Yep.
That would be the negative there. But it was also part of the theming, right? But it was dark, and if you have a, you know, if your child is maybe not so comfortable in that type of, you know, it's not like it was scary dark, but it was just a dimmer lighting.
Yeah.
Then that could be an impact.
Absolutely.
But it was, I like that it was open, and it was, it felt like even, it had several rooms. Yes. So like, we didn't feel like, even though there's a lot of people there, I didn't feel like I was on top of people.
No, not at all.
So.
And we had a group of seven people.
Yeah.
So it's not like we were at like a 4-person table or whatever. We had like a pretty big table.
A huge table. Yeah. And that's the other thing for accommodations. It felt like Tusker House could accommodate the larger group than Hollywood and Vine will.
Yeah, it would have been difficult, yeah.
It's very difficult because of the way that the tables are set up there for you to get, I would say, a big reservation like that. So if you have a big party, it might be easier to split them up or all of that for that kind of restaurant. So...
But your theming review points here, I'm curious what you're going to go with here.
Am I doing my head-to-head now? I guess I should just do head-to-head.
Well, so you've been bouncing, like, so you've done, like, the negatives for the theming for both in terms of, like, you lighting at Tusker House and then, like, the tightness at Hollywood
But the lighting at Hollywood and Vine was awesome. Boy, it was super bright in there.
There's no problem there.
And you could see, I felt like it was really cool because we were by the window, so you could see into the theme park pretty well. It was interesting being in... And I would say Tusker House because we were by a window, but you were the restaurant's kind of far back away from things that you don't see people.
It also, like, the other thing too was it was also dinner time for that one too. And being that it was February, I'm going to drop some nature on everyone here.
Oh, yeah, it was very dark.
Saving time. So, like, it was darker earlier.
Right.
So it already kind of had that sense of, like, further back from people, but you didn't see too much anyway because it was dark. Whereas Hollywood and Vine, the only thing preventing us from being able to see anybody was the fact that it was raining off and on, so people were
ducking in and
ducking and dodging out of places. So.
Yeah.
But in terms of, so I'm curious what your scores are actual for theming.
Right, my ratings or
your ratings? Yeah.
So I will say, like I said, I think both of them, in their own right, immersion, they did exactly what I think they would be based on that theme.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, you know, I'm going to give Hollywood and Vine probably like a 3 out of 5 because, and only for the fact that it was a diner, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not super excited about going to a diner.
Fair enough. No,
you know, like, I've been going to diners my whole life. I grew up going to diners. So mm-hmm. for me, going to a diner wasn't a brand new experience for me.
Okay. That's fair.
And that, I mean, so, and it was, like I said, it was very immersive. It felt like a 50s diner and all of that. It was perfect for that theme.
Right.
But that's what it felt like. So I would definitely say 3 out of 5 for that. What about, do you want to do your rating or want me to keep going?
Do your Tusker House one and then we'll jump to me.
And then for Tusker House, I mean, I think the I really like the atmosphere there. So I'm giving it, I would definitely give it a higher rating than I would Hollywood and Vine. So for me, it's definitely a 4 out of 5 for them.
Fair.
Yeah, so obviously now my head-to-head, I know what it is.
And I think I would agree with that in terms of theming because not that diners aren't cool or anything like that, but if you're looking at the actual like theming and which one sticks out, so again, as we've pointed out, so we have stayed in Animal Kingdom Lodge. Tusker House is in Animal Kingdom Park, but I got similar vibes walking through the lobby of Animal Kingdom Lodge as I did walking into Tusker House, which makes logical sense. Because that's what the vibe they want to give you. And, yeah, walking into a diner feels like walking into any diner that, again, is around your local area. And honestly...
Minus the
stickiness. So in terms of theming, like, does a diner blow me away? Of course not. No. Did Tusker House blow me away? I mean, it was cool. It wasn't like, oh my god, this is amazing. But because I liked the vibes at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I naturally liked the vibes at Tusker House. So in terms of theming, like Tusker House is a 5, and Hollywood Vine's a 4. Tusker House gets the nod for me for theming.
Yes,
clearly.
And I will also say another thing, and it's the hard part is because I do really like that Hollywood and Vine changes every season.
Yes,
I think that is so amazing that it changes, and it's so much fun to see the different outfits and to see how it's decorated and all of that.
Right,
and see characters in different outfits. I think that's such a cool factor that you at all of these restaurants is that they're not in just traditional getup. They're kind of themed for the restaurant. You see that in everyone when you go to character dining.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But what I was going to say was one of the other things that bothered me at Hollywood and Vine was the stroller parking.
Oh, Lord. Well,
because of the where Hollywood and Vine is in Hollywood Studios,
yes,
you have to park. If it was very far away with the stroller, and then and there's not a lot of covering once you get, and it was raining, so there was not really any covering when you got to the restaurant. So we had to park the stroller, we had to run to the restaurant, and at Tusker House, we actually got to roll our stroller right up to where the entrance is, and the stroller parking was right there.
Well, there's the advantage of it being further back away from things, whereas Hollywood and Vine is
along right in the center of everything.
Well, yeah, basically. Yeah. It's along that little, if everyone's familiar with the geography, because I'm a weirdo and I am.
Of course you are. You're a navigator.
The lake area there.
We should just introduce you as Hollywood the navigator instead of your name.
I'm going to do that next time.
John Kay, the navigator.
Or I just say the navigator. No. I could just skip the John Kay
No,
part.
You sound weird when you say that.
I sound
weird
amazing.
Anyway.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Change all my social media to be the navigator.
Word. Oh my gosh. They're going to think you're a sailor.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, you're not wrong about stroller parking.
Yes. And having that. I think that's a big thing to think about. Like, you're not going to be able to bring your stroller into the restaurants.
No, you're never
going to bring it into Hollywood and Vine. There is no. Obviously, if you have, like, a medical need for something.
That's different. That's different. We're talking kids' strollers. Like, kids, yes. Get out of the stroller.
And with that double-wide stroller, trying to navigate that, oof.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, so that's definitely the advantage, because it was cold when we left Tusker House, because it was February.
Yep.
So we were able to get on the stroller, and I think we put blankets on the kids right away. But Hollywood and Vine, it was pouring because it was a hurricane.
Yeah.
And we were throwing ponchos on, and you ran and got the stroller and to get us. And I was trying to keep the kids underneath the one covering that was there.
It was tough times. Tough times, let me just say.
Yes, yes, it was.
Amusing times, but tough times.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, what's your next category here? We've done character interaction, we've done theming. What's next?
Well, the last... Well, it doesn't have to be the last one, but the next one is going to be food. It's got to be the food.
Of course. Duh.
Yes. So, Hollywood and Vine, they're both buffets now.
Yep.
Hollywood and Vine is going to be very American style. There's...
Typical diner kind of
Typical diner. There's mac and cheese. There was chicken fingers. There was...
It's a lot of the usual, like, meat things you would expect on a menu at a diner. Like, the meat... I think there was a meatloaf. There was, like, a pork of some variety. Like, things you would expect to find at your general, like, diner, honestly.
Yes.
And also means, like, your burgers and fries. It means your, like, staples that you would find at any American diner, basically.
There were not mozzarella sticks, though.
Sacrilegious.
I will say that there was really good Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah, that was...
They were, like...
Oddly surprising.
Oh my gosh, I think I got 7 plates of Brussels sprouts. They were just so good.
There's something you don't expect to hear. Diner, good Brussels sprouts. What?
They were really good. And the potatoes. There was like roasted potatoes. I don't even know what they were, but they were amazing.
These are these like locked memories that you try, like you brought up the topic and I'm like, I'm gonna try to remember the food. I'm gonna try to remember. Now you mention them and I go,
Right?
Oh yeah.
And then there was I remember there was carving stations.
Yeah.
Like pork and maybe a beef was the other one.
I'm pretty certain it was a beef of some variety.
And they had macaroni and cheese and things like that.
Yeah.
And then they also have, of course, like the allergy-friendly stuff or the plant-based stuff. Like there was vegetarian options and different things.
Which is a plus at all the restaurants pretty much is they have those options.
Yes.
Which is great.
So that was the type of food there. I wasn't disappointed with the food.
No.
It was, you know, American. I feel like, you know, the Brussels sprouts were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The potatoes were amazing. The salmon was okay. I remember the salmon.
There was salmon, yeah.
I don't think a lot of other stuff wowed me. Like, they had They had a lot of dessert options, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They had, like, the ice cream machine and...
Well, please, what do you think the first thing the kids saw was the dessert station? Like, oh, dessert!
Of course.
That's how they talk, also. Dessert!
And things had changed out there, too. Everything gets changed.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had special cocktails and things like that, but,
Yeah.
I feel like that was, like, the things that wowed me were a lot of the side dishes. Now, I am a side dish person.
You're a side dish person, yeah, so.
But, yeah, so that was the menu there.
Right.
And then Tusker House's menu.
Just pulling it up real quick.
Of course. It was a lot of different meats and carvings and things like that.
Yep.
Oops, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man, that's lunch, not dinner.
Well, I think it's very probably similar, but, you know, and things kind of... like I said, things can change and all that, but it was a lot of, like, different types of meat, and obviously they have a vegetarian option, but there was just, like, there was a chicken and I was looking up, it was, like, tandoori chicken, that's what it
was.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then a marinated pork, the beef, yes, the braised beef, it was...
Isn't it amazing as you read the menu?
I know, my mouth is watering.
Yes, yes.
Oh, and the breads. The appetizer breads. Yeah,
breads and dips.
Oh, I think, I'm pretty sure my nephew ate 1,000 bowls of that bread. So did I, though.
That freaking guy.
I remember the bread.
All the freaking bread.
And the salad was so good.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Yes. Our children didn't eat any of this stuff.
Oh, shocking.
Just mac and cheese.
Well, that's the risk. They did have mac and cheese there. Stuff.
I think that was the it's interesting when you go head to head with these kinds of things right now. So, like, I will say, as an adult, head to head, I'm going to pick Tusker House. 100% I'm going to pick Tusker House. I think that food was phenomenal. I don't know if I was wowed by the dessert. I don't really remember the dessert. I just remember the bread.
I don't remember it either, yeah.
The salad and that chicken.
Yep.
Being really, really good. I don't remember the sides. I did eat a lot of rice, but I love rice. So that's not, sure, you know.
That's not too untypical of you.
But for me, I would go with Tusker House anytime for adults and for children who are not picky. Children who are... Right? Like, so children who are...
That's a mythical creature.
Well, some kids will eat, like... I mean, look at our kids. Like, Gregor will eat sushi and shrimp. That's weird for... Depending on some kids, will just eat chicken nuggets. You know, fair you enough. Never know.
Yep.
But, like, if you have children, probably maybe older kids, like, we have a 3 and a 5-year-old, but
yeah.
Who are open to new things, open to trying stuff, have no problem eating different types of food, I think this would 100% win.
Right.
I think if you don't have that, and you personally don't like unique foods, because it's not all very, staples.
Oh, definitely not, no.
Then this is probably not for you. And then you should go to Hollywood and Vine. But for me, I would 100% pick Tusker House again. Unless I'm paying for my kids.
Well, that's always the X factor there, right?
Yeah. Like, and when our kids were free, oh, Tusker House.
That's the thing, right? So, much like the rest, when we talked about Animal Kingdom Lodge, it was the same thing, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of foodie style. We didn't get to experience it, but as adults, we would definitely... Like, take Coronado, for example. When we did the tapas bar up there, that's not a spot we would take the kids to, because, honestly, what are they going to eat there? 3 and 5, they're not going to eat much there. Animal Kingdom Lodge. We didn't really check out any of the other spots outside of the quick service because, again, same thing. Are we really going to get money's worth out of the kids from these spots? Probably not. Tusker House, kind of the same thing. Like, you pay a flat thing up front because at the time it was family style when we did it. It's buffet now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that wouldn't be as, like, crazy. Who knows? But, like, the diner style of Hollywood and Vine is more attuned to kids like ours that... They go for the staples, basically.
Yes, they're weight mac and cheese, right. And chicken nuggets.
However...
Well, they'll eat some veggies, though.
Right. However, as somebody that does like to do unique things, because, again, I grab from specials menus all the time. Not that these places have specials or anything like that, but, like, Tusker House has much more, call it exotic style food. And, again, the food was good in both, You are right about the Brussels sprouts at Hollywood and Vine. You are right about all of the various items that we tried at Tusker House. Between the two, you have more of an exotic choice at Tusker House. So the Tusker House would win the food head-to-head for me. Just yes. Because, again, diner food's fine. And honestly, I would put Hollywood and Vine above most typical diners because it is a Disney diner. But
of course,
Tusker House wins in terms of like exotic options, I think. It puts it above it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one thing to point out with all of this too is the cost for both of these are the same.
Yes.
So the cost per adult, an mm-hmm. adult is ages 10 and older, are the adult pricing.
Yeah.
Is going to be $59 per person.
Mm-hmm.
And then children ages 3 to 9 are $38. This is as of the recording, so as of February 2023.
Yeah.
And then under 3 are free. So you know it's they're not cheap. By no means, they're not cheap.
No, yeah.
So if you know, depending on what you want to spend your money on, or depending on you know what's important to you, you may want to spend that type of money on much better food. Or you might want to spend that money on the food that you're used to. The food,
sure,
none
yeah.
of the food was terrible. You know,
no, nothing was not, like.
No, I'm not going to say anything was bad, and I didn't leave hungry at either of these places.
No,
they're all you care to enjoy.
Yeah.
So you definitely can have what you want. I think the dessert options, I like that there were way more options, I felt like, at Hollywood and Vine.
Yes.
Than at Tusker House. And I love dessert, so.
And that maybe, and that might go down to, well, no, because it's not like the, because family style is what we were served at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if we had fell in love with something, we'd be like, can we get another plate of that? Please, yeah. Let's go. Like, because you could do that, obviously. Like, we got more rice because...
Oh, I think I ate
nuts of the rice.
I ate 3 bowls of rice at Tusker House.
But then that's the thing. Like now they're both buffets. You know what you want. You go for what you want, basically.
Yes.
But yeah, the price thing is a bit like you and I have talked about this off microphone
mm-hmm.
with when it comes to price. Because for you and I, we'll try new stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll eat the staples. We'll get our money's worth out of it. The kids are always so much more like, we'd never know on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Like, one day they might be like, oh, man, that looks good. I'll try all this. And then the next day they go, yeah, I'll do bread and mac and cheese. You're like, damn, seriously? We just the other day you were trying all the fun stuff. What's going on?
Yes.
So it's just like, that's more like not trying to tempt people away from these spots. It's more of just like kind of like a insider tip. Like, hey, listen, like be aware that a place like Tusker House is going to have a little bit more of like a different variety of foods.
It's more exotic palate.
Exotic palate. Whereas like a Hollywood and Vine style place is going to have more of a, have you taken your kids to a diner before? Well, here you go.
But I would say a diner elevated.
Diner plus.
like we talk about value plus and moderate plus.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I'll say it's definitely elevated. It's not like you're going to go and get greasy mozzarella sticks and french fries.
No.
Which I love. But that's not what you're going to have there.
Right.
You know, you're going to have much better food than you would get at a traditional diner.
Right, absolutely.
It's just going to have that feel of being at a diner.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely keeping that in mind. So the other thing I wanted to kind of talk about, which I think is kind of unique. So obviously, one of my favorite things to do with dining in the parks is that you can actually get into a park earlier or stay later, depending on when you make your reservation. So, like, if
right.
a park opens at, like, let's say 8:30, but the restaurant starts taking reservations at 7:30, you can be in the park for your reservation.
Right.
As long as you have a park ticket, you need a valid park ticket
yes.
for both of these, and a park pass reservation as of this recording, whatever the rules
That's
are.
That's a very important note to make, yeah.
Yes, you can't just make a reservation and walk into these restaurants and think you can eat and leave. You have to have a park
right.
ticket to go to either of these. But if you go early, now you can't, with Hollywood and Vine, it has to be Disney Junior Breakfast if you're going to go early.
Yep.
But if you go later, you can actually be in the park after people leave, which is kind of cool.
True, yeah.
So I think the other part of these that we need to judge in all of this is the different parks that you're in.
Ooh.
Right? So Tusker House. You're going to be in Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hollywood and Vine, you're going to be in Hollywood Studios.
What? No. No way.
So, you know, Obviously, I think, you know, Tusker House wins a little bit because you could be there for breakfast with those same characters.
Yes.
But if you really like Disney Junior, then obviously Hollywood and Vine is cool.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, which one is going to give you a better experience, I will say, if you did, let's say, like, a late night experience or something like that?
Well, I will say that having been to both parks late at night,
You get out of the restaurant, you're the last ones.
When I say that, because when I say late at night, I don't want to make it seem like I was there till midnight. Security was wondering why.
No, we don't do that.
Right. So
don't do that.
Don't do that. Kids and adults, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would honestly say, so Animal Kingdom was cool because the show off the center tree was cool, but Animal Kingdom closes at 7 p.m. So really, like, if you're someone that has like a 6:30 reservation time, this is me not knowing if that's even available, or if they go, whoa, that's too late, we close at 7, I don't know. So say you did, though, like, everything closes at 7, so by the time you're done, hopefully you're not rushing through dinner, by the time you're leaving, yeah, there's still like the lighting and all that to make you feel like you're still kind of in like an African or even like an Asian area, safari, whatever, walking out. The show's done, most everyone's gone, so honestly, if, like, from my perspective, it would kind of be a little funky. I'd be like, this feels wrong. Like, I'm not supposed to be here. Like, they should have, like, said, hey, listen, we're going to shuttle you out a different way because everything else is shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But then Hollywood Studios is usually open till 9. And at least for our family, we're not eating at 9 o'clock. So generally by the time, like, we finish, if we finish that late, everyone's either shuttling themselves out of the park or they're still waiting in line for rides. But you still get, like from Hollywood and Vine, you have to go out on the main drag. So you get to see, like, Grauman's Chinese Theater there. You can probably glimpse the weird, funky colors of Hollywood Tower. No. Hollywood Tower of Terror. Yeah, Hollywood, that's what Hotel. I was aiming for, and then I stopped myself. But you can still see that from the road there. You can see all of, like, Sunset Boulevard and all of that. So I think in terms of, like, you getting to be, like, the last person there, I think Hollywood Studios and Hollywood and Vine,
yeah,
by extension, get that just because it's more lit up. It's more, like, alive,
mm-hmm,
basically, whereas Animal Kingdom, I think, is a little bit more toned down because it's not as lit up at night because it's supposed to make you feel like you're in the jungles, basically. So it's not as, like, alive and, you know, kicking, basically. That's just how I feel.
So you would pick Hollywood and Vine?
I would pick Hollywood and Vine for that, yeah.
So I would pick Tusker House.
Oh.
Because of everything that you said. Because you could get a 6:30 reservation, let's say. If the park closes at 6, you get a 6:30 reservation, eat dinner, and then you're the last in the park.
Uh-huh.
And I love being by myself in a park. I think because you can see more. You know, even though it's dark,
Even though
it's nighttime, there's still lights on. There's still things kind of float, you know, there. And you get to experience it without the people rushing and punching you. Not the people punch, but...
Jeez!
I feel like it's a little bit calmer, you know? So, and I don't really need to see any of the shows. I don't really care. You know that. I don't care about fireworks. I don't care. I will say, I do like the Tree of Life show. I think that one was cool. With the projections and all of that on the tree.
Yeah.
But I just don't really care about fireworks. I love Fantasmic, but I don't need to see Fantasmic.
It's not, if I don't need see to, this, my life is incomplete.
I don't need to, let me correct that. I don't need to wait around for 3 hours on the perfect spot to watch something.
Oh.
That's my thing. Like, I don't need to push my way in front of the front of the castle to see the castle. That is not how I want to spend my time. If other people want to spend their time, that's totally fine. Like, people love... I love parades. Well, no, I don't love parades. That's not true. I don't love parades. I did like them in Disneyland because I randomly saw it. And 5 minutes beforehand, I was like, oh, sure, I'll go watch a parade. I liked the Christmas party parade at Walt Disney World because it was different.
Yes.
But I don't need to sit around. Or when we randomly saw it when we were at a restaurant. When we were getting ice cream and randomly saw it.
That was weird.
That's cool to me. I don't need to wait around for 3 hours. I don't wait in lines. So
right.
I'm not going to wait for for fireworks or anything. But that's besides the point. I like that it's a lot easier for us to get a traditional time for dinner.
Yeah.
For our family, because we don't eat late. We don't eat at like 10 o'clock at night.
No.
And then be in an empty park. You know?
Right.
I really like that aspect. Now, if we were judging it the other way, I would 100% go Tusker House over Hollywood and Vine, because I don't need to go to Disney Junior dance party. Or Disney Junior breakfast.
Yeah.
Though maybe the kids would love it, because Vampirina there?
Vampirina's there.
Yes. Well, maybe they would love it because they love Vampirina. But the fact that you can get to Tusker House in the morning and then be there first is right. really cool to me. But I would pick 100% pick Tusker House over. I think that Animal Kingdom is a really cool park to walk around at night. I think it's all the parks look different at night, but I think there's something about Animal Kingdom that just makes it. And then what's the best part about that is that you can be alone in a park and then you can park hop to another park. You can go to Hollywood Studios afterwards.
That is very true. Because
they're all open a lot later. So I think that it definitely has to get it.
Just because the animals go to bed early doesn't mean the rest of us do. Come on, let us stay late.
I have another category I just thought of.
Ooh.
Ease of getting a reservation.
Well, now I'm trying to like pick my brain and figure out how easy or not easy that was. Well, I can tell you off the top of my head, and just doing searching for our next trip coming up. So, I was mostly looking at breakfasts though, so it doesn't really count as much. But Hollywood and Vine was popping up a bunch, and I imagine if I pulled it up now and looked, there'd be some form of availability. But I'm not positive. I don't think we struggled to get reservations at either one. I do think there was a lot of people, and again, so we went to Hollywood and Vine during November of 2022. So we were dealing with Tropical Storm Nicole basically lashing, basically like, oh, maybe it'll come and hit Florida. Oh, hey, Florida, I'm Tropical Storm Nicole. Let me just bash Orlando right in the face.
Yeah, that was fun.
But I think there's a lot more people on walk-up lists at that point because they were trying to avoid the rain. Like, oh, a restaurant, let's go, get inside, whatever. And Tusker House was during a time when, again, like there were still more like guidelines in place for COVID and all that, so I don't know if they were filling the place up to capacity or if they were just kind of like, hey, these are the amount of tables we have out, just do what with.
Yes.
I see you're looking at reservations now.
So, yes. I will tell you, so I just looked up a week from today. You can get both Hollywood and Vine and Tusker House at 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., so
you can get both.
Yes, both of them are completely available.
Well, wowzers then.
Yes.
How have we not talked about this for the next trip then? Come on now. What is wrong?
Well, that was for a party of four.
Oh, well, we have a party of 11, so.
For our next trip, yes. We will do a whole episode on that. Nope, I can get them for five. You want me to keep, let's see, I'll go, let's see how big I can get it.
This has now turned into see what we can do on
six is, and get
Disney,
six.
Disney World app.
I'm going to go to 11.
It would be funny, honestly.
No. And yet Cape May.
So Cape May has tables for 11 people.
Yes. So for ease, I think they're both very easy.
I don't think there's too much difference there between the two.
I think that for when we went, I will say probably, honestly, like let's say like, I think, because I also changed Hollywood. I got Hollywood and Vine like, I think 2 days beforehand.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the easier one to get over Tusker House, I would say.
Now, we should point out, what's the big major change they've made, which has we have not yet to experience with dining, though? Because prior to this change...
Oh, well, you used to have to cancel your reservation 24 hours in advance, or you would be charged $10 per person.
Right.
For your dining, your missed dining reservation.
And it's what now?
2 hours.
So that changes it a bit. Not like weeks.
Well, let's look up tomorrow.
Right. It doesn't change it weeks in advance, but it does change it to where, because I think what the point you were trying to get to was like Hollywood and Vine popped up because probably somebody like canceled it. Like,
but I can get Hollywood and Vine for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. So that's the thing. And who knows if that's because like people see it as a diner and just decide that's not what they want, or if they're not even aware of it. Because the honest truth is that in that area of Hollywood Studios, it's not like there's a giant sign that's like advertising Hollywood and Vine.
There's a sign, though.
There's a sign, but it's not like sticking out in the middle of everywhere for people to see it. Because when you go into Hollywood Studios, as you go down the main drag, the first thing you come across is the right-hand turn for Rock and Roller Coaster and for Tower of Terror. But the big thing that always grabs your attention is Grauman's Chinese Theater with all the stuff for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah.
So you may even miss the left-hand turn that would take you around the other side of the lake, which would take you in the direction of the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, which is where Hollywood and Vine is located before that, and so is the 50th Primetime Cat. Don't diss the Navigator, okay?
I'm going to tell you 100%. The only thing I remember about where Tusker House was there was a tree that Gregory really enjoyed looking at.
That whole park is filled with trees.
Oh, I know. I know that. But I remember the tree. For Hollywood and Vine, I remember looking at the dinosaur thing that's in the lake. But that's not even near that.
Yes, it is.
Is it? I remember getting distracted a lot while we were walking there. Do you remember that?
Fair enough.
Is it by Frozen?
It's on the opposite side of the lake from Frozen Ever. So the lake you're talking about has the giant random dinosaur in it. With a boat in it as well, which...
It's a restaurant, yes.
Frozen Ever After is in a theater on the opposite side. Hollywood and Vine is, on the opposite side of it.
I will tell you that when we got to Disney Junior Dance Party, which is not there, not near that.
No.
I remember walking over that spot and being like, oh, I was like, this is where the bathrooms were that one time.
Oh, God.
I definitely remember peeing over there in the bathroom. That's what I remembered about that spot. And then I was like, oh, there's stuff here. And then remember we randomly saw Vampirina?
Yes, I do remember that.
I have this video that I took of Goofy was coming out to do character interactions over there. And I was like, I'm going to get a video of Goofy. And then, what's her name? With the red hair, the curly red hair.
Doc McStuffins?
No, not Doc McStuffins.
Not red hair. Yeah,
the other one with the princess. She's like a princess, I think. I don't know. She's got the frilly dress. She's Disney Junior.
I'm thinking. Hold on. I don't know. I don't know all of them. I know Vampirina. Doc McStuffins. We don't even watch. We know the character.
No, Abby watches Doc McStuffins.
Oh, Fancy Nancy. Sorry,
Abby doesn't really watch Fancy Nancy, so I don't really know Fancy Nancy.
Sorry.
Fancy Nancy.
What the hell's wrong with me?
Totally photobombed and just started waving in front of Pluto. And Pluto's in the background like, what are you doing?
You know the cast members under the costumes are like, we're going to talk about this later.
Right? But, Yeah, I don't really remember how we got to Hollywood and Vine.
This is why I have the name of Navigator, because it's my job to remember this stuff. Okay?
So, is there any other topics you have?
No, I think we've hit most of the important stuff.
So, head to head, we've done a couple of different categories.
Yeah.
You have to pick which one you're going to go to, or which one you would recommend. Maybe those are two different. What one would win out of it? That was my head-to-head, boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Yes. That's what the sound I make.
In terms of overall categories, Tusker House would win it just because of the wider variety of exotic food choices, the fact that the atmosphere there, being that it's like a safari-style kind of place, is a little bit more interactive-ish than Hollywood and Vine's diner style. I personally like both.
Yes. No, I don't think either are a bad choice.
No, neither one is a bad choice. But if you only had time for one for some bizarre reason, because they're in different parks, if you only had time for one, and then I would go for Tusker House just because, again, like you can probably get similar-ish style food at like diners, not the same quality necessarily, but similar style foods, whereas not the same case with Tusker House.
You bring up a good point with timing. So one thing I will say for both of these is that you should plan for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You should 100% not assume that you're going to be able to go in and do it. You could eat in an hour or 45 minutes or all of that, but I would plan 2 hours in your day to just sit in these restaurants and enjoy it, meet the characters, slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you don't have time to slow down, which mm-hmm. we 100% recommend doing. Don't have time, like you only have one day or something like that, then don't do either of them because you're going to feel rushed. Don't plan lightning lanes or individual lightning lanes or whatever they are in between. Don't try and make this and that.
Don't do that.
Just make sure you have a break to do them.
There's a very good reason why there's kind of restaurants in these parks and the hotels called quick service. You know, those are meant to be quick, not the sit-down ones.
You could go to other table service restaurants that don't have character interactions and not sit for 2 hours. But
no.
I think to really get all of it and not feel rushed and not feel like you're not getting your money's worth and or all of that is to take – they're going to kick you out. You don't have a time limit. It's not like Ogda's Cantina where you have a time limit. Yeah. You know, you're
55 minutes. No!
And the cast members are great, you know? So they'll keep giving you whatever, you know, if you want water or whatever. But, you know, obviously you have to eat. But you're going to pay anyway, so they don't, you know.
Right, yeah,
tip your servers. so I think it's important to definitely plan to take time to do these things, which is difficult, I would say, in Animal Kingdom because it closes early.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I like the idea of planning it late and going, like, once the park closes.
Because at that point, you've probably hit all the stuff you want to hit. More than likely, I would assume, but yeah.
But, yeah, I would say for head-to-head, if it were, like I said before, if you were adults, if it was just us, or if it was a bunch of adults, or if it was non-picky children, Tusker House, 100%, loved it, loved every part of it. However, if you have... You're not so sure about the kids. You are a vegetarian, right? You don't eat meat. I think that you should pick Hollywood and Vine because you're going to get... Even the plant-based stuff is very good.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of meat at Tusker House. And yes, there are options and all that. But I feel like you're going to find more options that are not impossible meat.
Or,
you know, like... I know vegetarians who don't like the imitation meat.
Sure, yeah.
So they want other choices that are not imitation meat. And I think you're going to get more of that at Hollywood and Vine. That you wouldn't get that at Tusker House. And I would pick that. The other thing is, if you really want to see Minnie...
Hollywood and Vine.
Hollywood and Vine. If you really want to see Daisy... Tusker House. Yeah. So,
that kind of thing. It depends on what your goals are.
For me, I would I think 100% go back to Tusker House.
Yeah, definitely.
And make my kids try more things.
You're going to try this? No, I don't want to. It's going on your plate. I don't care.
They were both phenomenal experiences. I think I did not expect to like Hollywood and Vine as much as I did, to be honest. From the reviews that I saw, I did not. I just said, okay, it's a character experience. I mean, one of the reasons I love to do character dining is because I don't want to wait in line to see a character.
Right.
So I might as well eat. And
if
then,
you're going to wait, you might as well be sitting down eating.
Yes, I love food.
Yeah.
So I think that they both had, you know, you got to see them a number of times. You got to have these personal interactions.
Yeah.
And everybody was great. So I would recommend both of them. Highly would recommend both of them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes. All right. And that's not the case, I would say, with every character dining. So
no, not every single one.
And maybe we'll address some of the other ones next time.
Gasp.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap, right? Anything else you wanted to say?
No, I think...
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I know. And it's late
for us.
So no.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you are looking for any more tips or tricks on traveling to Disney or traveling with kids or just in general... Feel free to visit unlockingadventures.com and be sure to follow our own adventures on Facebook and Instagram at Adventures by Lisa K. Have a great day.
Peace out.